Hey there, this is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast, and in this episode, we're going to be discussing trees and their fruit. Now, you're probably familiar with the verse, or at least have heard it before, where the Lord Jesus talks about a tree being known by its fruit, but have you ever really stopped to think about what does it really mean? So just consider this. Here's the verse. It's in Matthew chapter 7. It also shows up in Luke chapter 6, but we're going to read Matthew. It's Matthew chapter 7, and it starts at verse 15. It says here, Matthew 7, verse 15, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, you will recognize them by their fruits." Now, when you first read this, it really sounds like the Lord Jesus is telling us that we should be able to look at somebody and, by their fruit, know what kind of person they are, right? So, your fruit could be your actions, or it could be the results of your actions. I've even heard some people say that it's your children, right? So you could look at somebody's children, and you could determine what kind of person that person is based off of that. I think the only problem with that is that, well, it just really doesn't work. I mean, you can't look at someone's children and determine how much faith they had. I mean, we all hope that our children turn out well and that we have influenced them in good ways, but there isn't, you know, a one-to-one connection there. It's the same thing where you can't really determine who a person is by their works. You could have somebody who is just totally doing all kinds of works, and yet they don't actually have faith, right? And yet, by this understanding of the verse, they look like a good tree. Now, in addition to that, I think it's interesting to consider the context of this verse. Think about where this verse is. It's Matthew 7, and it starts at 15, like we said, and yet that's just a few verses after the Lord Jesus has just said, "Judge not, that you be not judged." Isn't that interesting? Now, if this verse is telling us to look at people and determine, are they a good tree or a bad tree based off of their works, then that completely contradicts, "Judge not, that you be not judged." So, whatever interpretation we have of this tree and its fruits, it has to somehow fit into this idea that we can't judge people's characters based off of their actions. So what does it mean? What does it mean to know a tree by its fruits, and that a good tree will be known by good fruit, and that a bad tree will be known by bad fruit? Whatever it is that the Lord said, it has to be right, right? Because the Lord said it. But what does it mean? Well, it's interesting. If you go over to James chapter 3, in James 3, it would appear as though James alludes to this whole saying about a tree and its fruits. So just listen to this. This is James chapter 3, and you might remember, James 3 is about the tongue. Now, in the context of the tongue, listen to what James says. See if you hear an echo. He says here in verse 10, "From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water." Did you hear it there? "Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs?" Just think about what James is saying. He says, if you bless and curse out of the same mouth, then you are a tree that is bearing inconsistent fruit. In other words, you are a tree that's bearing bad fruit. And he says you can't do that. You can't have a fountain that produces fresh and salt water. So he says, if you're a good tree, right? If you're, you know, in this example, a fig tree, you can't bear olives like that. So what is the bad fruit? What is the fruit that you shouldn't be bearing, according to James? Well, it would appear to be cursing. Or in another way of putting it, you could say it would appear to be condemning people. Now, it's interesting then to see what James says as he goes on. So if you keep reading, verse 13, he says, "Who is wise and understanding among you? By his good conduct, let him show his works in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter jealousy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast and be false to the truth." Do you see what James is doing here? He's trying to tell us that when our actions are condemning other people, and when they are bitter and full of jealousy, right, that's condemning, then we've become a tree that produces bad fruit. Now, let's just make sure that we understand the nuance of that. James is talking about the tongue. James is specifically referring to the things that we say. And so what I'm suggesting to you is that when the Lord is talking about good trees and bad trees and good fruit and bad fruit, that the Lord's words specifically pertain to the things that we say. And not just anything we say, but to the way in which we, with our mouths and with our thoughts, judge and condemn our brothers and sisters. That condemnation is bad fruit, and it proves that we're a bad tree. Now, let's just back this up, right? James has kind of alluded to it, and he's given us this idea in talking about the tongue and in talking about jealousy and strife. But I said at the beginning, the Lord mentioned the trees and their fruit in Matthew and in Luke, and that's true. But I didn't tell you that he actually mentions it twice in Matthew. So let's read Matthew chapter 12 now. Because in Matthew 12, he mentions this whole idea of trees and their fruit again. It's Matthew 12 and verse 33. Matthew 12 verse 33 says, "Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruits." Now, listen carefully, right? We're familiar with all of that, but pay close attention to the interpretation that the Lord gives. Verse 34, "You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil." Did you hear it? It's the same thing as what James said. The Lord talks about a tree and its fruits, and in that context, he specifically says the interpretation of a tree and its fruits is, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The fruit that the Lord tells us to examine is not someone's children. It's not somebody's works in general. It's what they say. And specifically, according to James, it's how they curse their brethren. Now, just keep reading in Matthew chapter 12, because really the Lord brings this out. He says here, now in verse 36, "I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak." Have you ever wondered what that verse meant? Right? I used to read that and think, I'm going to stand in front of the Lord Jesus, and every... The King James says idol, right? And I grew up reading the King James. I pictured standing in front of the Lord Jesus at the judgment seat and him saying, "Well, you know, at this point, you talked about cars after Bible class, and that's an idle word. Why did you do that?" And, I mean, maybe that is how it's going to go. I hope that it won't, but yeah, that could be. However, in this context, consider what that means. Every careless word? I think what the Lord is saying is that when we stand at the day of judgment, we are going to have to explain that time when we just said, oh, well, that brother's a loser. Carelessly. Not thinking about it at all. Right? Oh, well, he's a loser. He can't pull it together. I wish we didn't have to deal with him. That's what we're going to have to explain. Because Jesus died for that brother. And yet we think he's a loser. And now it's interesting that, just to back this up, the Lord closes the thought by saying this: for by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. It's by our words that we stand or fall. Now, the reason that that's interesting is because, in light of everything that we're talking about, do you remember what the Lord Jesus says about our judgment of our brothers and sisters? Judge not that you be not judged, right? For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. Isn't that the same? By your words you will be justified, by your words you will be condemned. It's the same idea. If we're out there judging everyone, Christ says, well, then you're going to be judged that way. You're going to be judged by your actions, and you're not going to turn out well. If we're out there cursing everyone, which is the same as judging our brothers and sisters, well, then by our words, we'll be condemned. Here's what this means. The Lord Jesus told us that we will be able to tell a tree by its fruits. And from these passages that we've looked at, this idea of knowing a tree from its fruits seems specifically that we will be able to know a good tree based off of whether or not that person curses the brothers and sisters, whether or not that person judges the brothers and sisters. And we'll know a bad tree because those are the people who do curse the brethren. Now, I hope for you that that's sobering. It is for me. Because I know that I have done that before. I know that I have been frustrated with people. And I've written them off. And I've said things about them carelessly that I shouldn't have said. Things that I don't want to have to answer for at the judgment. So, think about what this means for your life. You know, the Lord Jesus in John chapter 13 said, by this shall all know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another. And really, he's saying the same thing here. By this, everyone will know that you're a good tree, that you're my disciple. If you have that love, if you don't have the words of cursing on your lips, and if instead you look at your brother or your sister and you decide that you're going to do whatever you can to help them and encourage them. Because when people see us living that way, then they really will know that we are Jesus' disciples.